This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, as well as our 911 dispatchers, and, of course, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to the over-the-road truckers out there, all on the highways and byways, we appreciate you very much, and thank you for doing the great job you're doing out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen tundra up north somewhere, where it may not be so frozen, but it might be raining, it's Ron Edwards. Good morning. The gang, is there. And I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you, gang. See ya. There we go. Okay, now, are you getting any rain up there? Because you got storms to the west of you.
Yeah, we've gotten rain on and off a whole lot for the last couple of days. It's been pretty soggy.
Okay, well, they've had a storm system coming across I-80. A tornado touched down last night about dark over there in Iowa, and that system's been moving slowly towards Chicago. It hasn't quite reached there yet. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the Cuban Americans are demonstrating all over Florida. I'm sure you've seen them on the news, out on I-95, I-275 here locally, trying to stop traffic for a little while anyway. That didn't last very long. And, of course, they've been calling for the Biden administration to help the Cuban patriots inside Cuba seeking freedom. But the democratic socialists are not going to help out the communists in Cuba. That's a shame. It's just not going to happen. You would think that this would be the time where you might want to do something. We've been hearing about all kinds of atrocities going on. We actually witnessed one on television yesterday where a woman was actually grabbed, making an internet broadcast by the police, and handcuffed and yanked out the building. And another one where a father in front of his little kids was shot. And don't know if he was killed or not, but he was shot right in front of his little infant children watching him screaming and crying.
Yep. And even worse things than that are happening. I talked to an individual who lives in your great state, but they get intel, I guess, through ham radio or something like that.
I get intel through that. I can tell you things that are going on, but I can't confirm them.
Yeah.
I can just tell you that's what's being reported on the amateur radio band.
Yeah, and then the things that they're telling me is just awful. That is what's going on. But that is a reflection also in the Democratic Party of the United States of America, the Biden administration. You're not going to get socialist Democrats to attack their fellow communist comrades, rather,
right,
in Cuba. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I wish these demonstrations might have happened during the Trump administration. I think we would have had a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But by now, some action may have been taken or some sort of support. There would have been a better outcome. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But, Captain, they're demonstrating in other places, too, in Ohio, Kentucky, mm-hmm. Illinois, California,
yep.
New Jersey,
yep.
Demanding an end to communism.
Yep.
Now, when you think about communism, and you have all these younger people here across the United States of America who are in favor of communism, I hope they're paying attention.
Right.
And understanding the cruelties and just the calamity that is called mm-hmm. communism.
All right.
Because they may be getting what they want. I mean, it's
okay.
Pretty bad right
Let's
now.
Let's go to Afghanistan quickly.
Over the course of the nearly 20-year Afghanistan war, Afghan interpreters and others assisted U.S. troops. And now the United States is helping them safely leave the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the evacuations will occur during the last week of July. President Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to evacuate Afghan military helpers before the U.S. military withdrawal is complete. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Now, most voters are divided over the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Former President Bush came out yesterday and said we made a mistake. We should have left some people behind to get our people out that had worked with us, because that's going to be terrible. Anybody that's left behind, they're just going to be killed. It's just that simple. We've already seen them executing the troops that have been surrendering and turning themselves in, the Afghan forces. So why would you want to surrender? You'd fight your way out or head for the hills or whatever. But President Joe Biden, his explanation for the reason, I'm not buying it. Sorry, we should have gotten those people out. Now they're saying, well, we got till the end of the month, and all the ones that have signed up are already in the system. We'll get them out. But the ones that aren't, they got to do it. Yeah, we aren't going to get half the people out that are there that need to go. Watch and see.
Well, we wouldn't have this situation if the United States of America, if our great military were allowed to, since they're participating in these kind of activities anyway, they should be going in for victory. That's the real sad situation here in Afghanistan.
Hold on, because we can talk about military, and we'll get into that when we come back, because I'm telling you, they've made a big mistake. You know, one thing about pulling troops out, but they had no plan. It's obvious there was no plan. Okay, we are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Crime continues to escalate in cities across the United States due to efforts to defund city police departments. But that's not the only reason criminal activities are on the rise. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Of course, fewer police officers in our cities makes it easier for those thugs to carry out their brutish criminal behavior. But when it comes to criminal behavior, if it's not met with swift and adequate punishment, there is no reason for thuggish criminals to reconsider their evil plans of attack upon our fellow sovereign Americans and or our property. Democrat politicians and leftist district attorneys desire more freedom for criminals, including rapists, pedophilia participants, and thieves in San Francisco, than law-abiding folks like you and I. The root cause of this madness is the multi-decade effort to eradicate the teaching of good moral behavior to generations of American children who are increasingly growing up to be more accepting of evil. This must be stopped now. But we must train up the children in the righteous way they should go and not depart. If we do not,
forget about it.
I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Well, I don't know how you could be the new voice of America there, Mr. Edwards. You're old as dirt.
Okay.
All right. No, let me sell a car, and then we'll get back to you. No, I threw that in there to get you started. Okay, here we go. Hey, folks, don't forget Moss Nissan, my favorite place in the world to go when I want to shake hands with somebody that's either come down here from the Panhandle, South Georgia, or Tampa Bay, or anywhere in Florida, or up and down the East Coast, or up in the Midwest, or as far away as Arizona. Yeah, Arizona. Moss Nissan, they just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles right now. And clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. Depending on what you're driving, you could have something that's worth 30% more than what you think it is because used car values have jumped upward very quickly. You can upgrade your ride now, have some extra money in your pocket, and guess what? You can go to MossNissan.com. That's M-E-U-S, MossNissan.com. Check out on the web, see all the different things they have before you go to one of the dealerships. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and the hottest SUV in the market right now happens to be the Rogue, the all-new design Rogue. So check out the Nissan at the locations they have in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And remember, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors save money on your vehicle at Moss Nissan. All right, Mr. Ron Edwards, there you are back again there. I almost pushed the button in the wrong direction. No, I had to throw that at you to see if you were awake. Okay, let's talk about Arizona and then throw Georgia in the same mix. Arizona Senate President said yesterday the 2020 election audit's ballot count just doesn't match the Maricopa tally. Now we're finding out that in Fulton County, Georgia, in a warehouse where they had 130,000 ballots and they're having some problems there with the count, that somebody tried to break in and get who knows what.
Well, you have a situation here where finally someone has gotten some evidence, hard evidence, in my opinion, and it cannot be pushed aside or ignored or whatever. And I think that if this is will be taken seriously, and who knows, this could start other states and you know, and more people around the country to take a more serious look at what did happen in the election mm-hmm. process.
Will it change?
Who knows how far that can go?
Will it change the results?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, it won't.
Needs to be presented because right. The process still needs to be cleaned
correct.
Up.
Correct. And people need to go to jail if they committed election fraud, and it looks like there's a bunch of them that did. Absolutely. But
yeah,
as far as the people that were out there trying to start the rumor, oh, well, it's going to put Trump in office. No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
they,
it's not.
They cheat. They possibly cheated like crazy, but it'll be allowed to remain the way it is.
Yep.
But
because
still,
our,
like
our,
you
our
said,
laws,
people need to go to jail.
Yep, because our laws on the books don't happen to have any remedy right now to do that. Now, once the person gets elected, they can be impeached. But anyway, they got to do something to get impeached.
Yeah.
All right, now the House Appropriations Committee approved a $706 billion defense spending bill for fiscal 2022 over the objections of some panel Republicans. Now, the Navy still wants the 355-ship Navy.
And they need it. I mean, now China has the world's largest Navy.
Military.
Yeah. And here you go. The Republicans argue that the budget's $10 billion or 1.4% increase is not even enough to counter global threats, particularly from China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. China continues to just build like crazy in every aspect of military preparedness. Russia is continuing to grow. You still have a threat now with Iran, even greater than ever before because of the approach of the Biden administration. So mm-hmm. we do find ourselves in a situation where our military could once again, because of Democrats, be in a less than advantageous position against our adversaries around the world.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, much to the objections where it's been outlawed in 26 states right now, over 5,000 teachers have signed a pledge to continue teaching the critical race theory, even though they may face arrest and jail time.
Well, these evil leftists are dedicated to their philosophical base that they want to inflict upon the young minds of Americans, because they are all in together in this effort to destroy our country. What better way to do it than through the minds of the young people being indoctrinated rather than properly educated so that they can be good citizens and successful individuals once they reach adulthood? You know, creating more generations of successful Americans is not the goal of teachers today. They're out to destroy our country. And this is why I've said for many years that the education system in our country is the number one enemy of this republic. And they are out to destroy us from within, and you're seeing it right in front of your face.
But we need to start right here, right now, today, this year, 2021, and changing the school boards around.
Well, we need to. I think we need to go deeper than that. The government school system needs to be just disbanded. We need to start over with this thing.
Right, but we can't do it with Biden. We can't do it with Biden.
It has to be. I'm just telling you what needs to happen, though. We need to go back to local authority and parental influence.
Yep.
Got to go back to the root.
Yep, and we can't do it with Biden in there and the Democrats. We got to get them the hell out, and then maybe we can start doing that. How about Rand Paul? Rand Paul now is demanding an investigation into the allegations of the U.S. intelligence agencies that may have spied on Tucker Carlson. That's pretty neat.
Well, I don't know whether they really did or not, but Tucker Carlson does allege this, and I think there should be an investigation. We need to have a big look-see, because I'm not going to say, no, it didn't happen. There are certain people that are saying, no, it didn't happen. He's just, you know, whatever, talking crap or whatever, but you can't trust this big government, NSA, and all these other, organizations in the government. You can't trust them. I think there needs to be an investigation. We need to find out.
And then
govern ourselves accordingly.
I don't disagree with you. Okay, the music is coming up in my ear. We will talk to you again on Monday. We'll play your Edwards Notebook on the weekend, but try to stay out of trouble up there.
That's hard to do in a state with weak heart.
All right, we'll talk to you on Tuesday, unless we talk to you sooner. Thank you. All right, that's Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. And again, go to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com, to find out more. And you can also get his podcast over there and his Edwards Notebook, which we play when he's on the program. Now, the podcast, by the way, I should mention this, the podcast is over not only on the Captain's America Third Watch, but also on my flagship station here, TheAnswerTampa.com, and also on just about every one of these stations that I'm on. They've all got podcast sites or links to the RSS link for my podcast altogether. Okay, we'll be back with the Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, Lord Kelly. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting the Delta variant of the coronavirus that was initially identified in India now accounts for about 58% of all COVID-19 cases in the United States. The proportion was estimated at 31% for the 2 weeks prior. The Delta variant seems to be targeting unvaccinated or partially vaccinated folks. Heavy flooding in Germany has turned streams and streets into raging rivers, sweeping away cars and causing some buildings to collapse. Fatalities have been reported. The full extent of the damage in the region was still unclear after many villages were cut off by floodwaters and landslides that made roads impassable. Dick Tidrow, a former New York Yankees pitcher and longtime member of the San Francisco Giants front office, died suddenly Saturday in Lee Summit, Missouri. He was 74. A former Marine, he attended high school and college in the East Bay suburb of Hayward, California. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth is always critical. And we've had a trust in the past in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, folks, sadly, that's no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program right now Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly. Hello, Lauren. Oh, that works better when I do that. Hello, Lauren.
Good morning, Captain.
Yeah, push the button in the correct direction, and I'll be able to hear you on the phone. Now, the thing about, and I've been getting a lot of people talking to me about the book. Now, there, one person the other day said to me, they said, you know, we bought the books, and it was so interesting, we decided to look at it, we started to read them, and we learned things in American history we didn't even remember. We knew it was there, but we'd forgotten all about it. So you got some of the older folks that are reading the book going, wow.
Well, I think the books slow everyone down a bit because they are, the history is a little softer. And I think, and the illustrations are so pretty, that people slow down and they learn the teaching that's in the back of the book, and they say, wow, I really didn't know that particular fact. And now in today's context, with all the, you know, the confusion in the country right now, it really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and what we need to do is, with this CRT and all this nonsense going on in the school district and people not really learning anything anymore and being and having things rammed down their throat, you know, there's nothing like American history, because studying and learning about your country and learning about how things were founded to begin with, to me, is just, it never gets old.
Well, just like any family, these kids are being picked up and dropped into what I call nowhere land. They're supposed to know a lot when they've only been taught a little. And if they would just take nuts and bolts, American history, bit by bit, you know, from literally when the pilgrims landed,
mm-hmm.
they'd understand how we got from there to here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd be willing to bet you money that you wouldn't hear a headline like this with someone that's being taught reading, writing, arithmetic, and history and all that, because here's a headline that just makes you wonder. Baltimore City schools see stunning 41% of students at below a 1.0 grade point average. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's just a shame. And, you know, someone like myself, Captain, I had some illness as a child. I didn't go to school, real school, till I was in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And someone taught me my numbers. Someone taught me my shapes. And someone taught me how to read and basically write. So where is just the homeschooling? And I'm not talking a curriculum homeschooling. I'm just talking about where is the parents and the grandparents, just these are your shapes, these are your numbers. There's just no basic reading, writing, and arithmetic, even in the home.
Well, this is one of the states, Florida, where homeschooling is very popular, and I happen to know a lot of people that do homeschooling. As a matter of fact, one of my friends has got, I believe there's 7 or 8, maybe it's as many as 10 now, because he added a couple more children that are all in a homeschool class together, and they're taught, and they have a good time learning things, and one of the curriculum, one of the items of the curriculum now, happens to be your book.
Well, that's just great, because when I did first start to create more than one book,
yeah,
I had thought to myself, what a great book, what a great learning experience to just sit on the couch with a small group or just one, and really have it absorb, have the emotion of the American history just absorb.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk, and by the way, folks, if you'd like to call and ask Lauren a question about one of the books that she's written, there's actually 3 of them, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600 or send me a question via and by the way, I think I'm getting a question here via email right now. Send me a question off the Facebook page or by the email. But anyway, the thing of it is with American history, it can be extremely interesting because of what you didn't know about that you find out about happened in America, in some cases right under your nose, especially where I was from, upstate New York, which was loaded with American history events and subjects.
Sure, Captain. We have, I'm sure the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
You had some great authors. People think that only New York City is New York. And rural New York had so much to offer in great art, the Hudson Valley painters, and in great writers. And no one kind of thinks beyond what's happening today. And to go back and to just take literally one town in any of the 50 states and learn about that one town, that'll open your eyes to its journey in American history.
Mm-hmm. And that's all extremely good because of the fact that you have the 3 books, and we're going to talk about them here. I'm going to start with the first one. Tell me about the first book. What it's about, and the era that we're talking about there.
Well, we're talking about a journey from Yorkshire, England, of a dog family, and they have to leave their dad behind because he has to make money and work in the mines. So over to Providence, Rhode Island, come Tuggy and his mom. And at this time, you're just at the very rumblings of the American Revolution, and the colonists are being taxed unfairly. So the journey for our main character in the first book is for him to look around and realize economically, which, of course, most of us, it's right in front of us right now, they're being taxed past the amount of money that they have. And they have to make a very big decision, basically, where most of them are English subjects in Providence, to not so much overthrow the king, but break away from the king and start their own country. And that's a big decision. And it involves some violence. And so Tuggy has to make that decision, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, and the way that's all done, of course, it's done in a historical fashion. Again, you and for the kids, you know, they're watching what a dog is doing, and they can relate that to themselves because, you know, kids and dogs are always one and another. They love each other.
Oh, yeah, they love each other so much because a lot of times, you know, they say children and animals, no voice, no choice. So, you know, kids easily identify with a dog because sometimes you feel like when you're a child, nobody listens and nobody notices that you're there. But Tuggy does listen, and Tuggy does get wrapped up into, you know, quite a dramatic happening. And once he gets to the end of the story, he's no longer so much an English subject. He does become an American patriot.
Now, the other thing is you've got two other books, and we got about 30 seconds here in the segment. You've got two other books. Tell us a little bit about each one as fast as you can.
War of 1812 is the second book where Tuggy meets his beautiful wife. And book number three, they find out they're having twins, and they settle on the Mason-Dixon line.
And then we get involved with probably elements of the Civil War, I'm guessing.
Yes, we do. Each of the twins goes, one goes north and one goes south.
Mm. Okay, well, the website is TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You won't be sorry when you go over there and take a look and see what's there. I strongly recommend it, especially for families that are homeschooling. And by the way, your books come in English and Spanish too, correct?
That's correct.
And they are available locally at the Coastal Market number 607, which is located at 607 Clearwater Largo Road here in Clearwater. That's Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. And one of these times you're going to come down here and go around signing books, I guess.
I sure am. I'm coming down actually the 23rd of September. I'll be there. I'll be in Tampa for a couple days, and I can't wait to meet people.
All right, and maybe you're coming to our event, I'm guessing?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it at the Grand Hyatt.
Yep, and that's going to be quite an event. So, Lauren, thank you very much for calling in, and you're going to be getting in contact. You're going to have a contact from a person that I just sent an email to in response to a question. So you'll be hearing from that person shortly, but have yourself a great day. God bless America, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, Lauren Kellen, everybody. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Your grandkids will love you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Broadcast Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. What you need to look for down there is the big old Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too, right there on the south side of the road, just past railroad tracks. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And remember, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, you know, folks, it's a shame that some people don't think enough of themselves that they have to sit in their duffs and continue to collect this extra $300 a week unemployment rather than take a job. They're taking what's called easy money. I've heard them describe it in the circles that I've traveled around. I've heard them describe it as easy money. But 1.84 million people turned down a job to hold on to the Biden $300 a week unemployment benefits. That can't go away soon enough. People have been fleecing the system. Now, granted, there's people that need to have it. We get that. But not all of them. Not all of them. And that makes it rough for the ones that need to have it, because sometimes the ones that couldn't get unemployment and the ones that got it, that maybe didn't need to have it to begin with. Jeez. And the other thing is, everybody knows somebody that's on unemployment that's working somewhere getting paid cash. Everybody knows somebody. It's the biggest scam out there and has been for years. Oh, I'm on unemployment. Sure. Sure. And then they wind up delivering newspapers, or they wind up mowing lawns, or they wind up with a shovel digging holes or something for cash. Unbelievable. And Jeff, oh, good morning, Jeff. Jeff from Sarasota. He says, from the 90s on, we've raised the easy money people. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you know, Jeff, we got to where we got today because of hard work and dedication. We knew where we wanted to go. We knew it was going to take us a while to get there. We knew it was going to be really hard work, and we just dedicated ourselves to doing what needed to be done. That's how you succeed in life. You set a goal, you go for the goal, you work hard, you let your record speak for itself, and everything else will fall into place. And anybody that tells you differently has no idea what they're talking about. It's got nothing to do with race. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's got everything to do with the individual and what the individual can do and show they can accomplish. Now, that being said, we need to understand that you can't just keep throwing money at something that's broke that needs to be fixed. You need to fix it and quit throwing the money at it, and maybe things might work a little better, you think? Because here's the latest. There are concerns surrounding the International Monetary Fund's plan to flood the world with money. Just throw money up and see if it sticks. Now, this is coming at places, not just your average country, but this is third world countries, you name it, here, everywhere and anywhere. And some of these countries, when they get foreign aid or they get money, we'll call it foreign aid because that's technically what it's known as, the money gets just absolutely wasted. Hamid Karzai in Afghanistan. There's an example. He was their first president when we went in there. We installed him. The guy and his brother absconded, and we knew it, with several billion dollars that disappeared from the coffers of the Afghan government. All of a sudden, Karzai and his brother started to live like kings. Where do you think they got that money? We know where they got the money. They got it from the money that the U.S. gave the government. And then they figured out a way to get their hands on some of it. There's so much corruption in the world, it's not funny. And it would be nice just once if people would be honest and just try to make money the old-fashioned way. Earn it. Not steal it. Earn it. And for you young folks that are listening this morning, they're on your way to work or school, or maybe you're just laying in bed, or maybe you're just getting in from an all-night bender at a bar, who knows? Remember one thing. If you want something, you gotta work for it. Mommy and daddy aren't always going to be there for you to hand you the stuff. You got to work for it. And in order to get a decent job, you have to have a job. You need a work record. Speaking of work records, my pals over at Everglades Equipment Group, my friend Bernie's got his mower, and he's mowing everybody's yards in the neighborhood, just coming over going, hey, man, your grass is a little high. I'm going to mow it. He's got a beautiful riding lawnmower, you know, one of the ones with the two handles on it. It looks like driving a little backhaul, a little loader. You can turn around on the diamond, all that stuff, and he's just having a ball mowing lawns for people. And he was over yesterday, mowed my lawn, and he says to me, he goes, man, he says, I'm thinking about getting a trimmer. I'm going to go back over there to Everglades Equipment Group and buy a trimmer. Then I can really do stuff and make things look good for the lawn and get a blower and this, that, and the other. And he kept talking about Everglades Equipment Group. Why? Because they've got all that. And, oh, by the way, he also told me about his wife who planted some flowers, and she's got a little garden out there, a little flower garden. She went and got the potting soil and the flowers and all the different little utensils and tools she needed over at Everglades Equipment Group, because they've got all of that over there, too. But my point is, if you want to deal with some really good people that are going to take good care of you, they've got reliable equipment, they've got fair prices on what they sell, and they offer extraordinary service, then check out Everglades Equipment Group. There are four stores in the state of Florida that are within the sound of my voice and my affiliates where I'm broadcasting right now. So check them out. See what they can do for you. And you will be a very happy camper knowing that you've been taken care of by some of the best people in the business. Well, tonight we deal with the end of the week, Friday, coming up. We're going to see what happens. We're going to look for the new employment numbers, or lack of, or higher unemployment, or whatever. Look at the jobs report that's out there, because things are starting to go a little bit sideways right now, and they're actually going a little bit south along with it. And we heard yesterday from the Fed chairman to expect inflation to get worse before it gets better. Gasoline, of course, I don't need to tell you. Unbelievable what's going on there. And the highest wholesale price for gasoline right now that it's been in 13 years. The highest that it's been. It's only going to get worse unless we get the bull by the horns here. All right, I'll see you tonight on the radio. I hope everybody has a great day today doing what they're doing. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.